ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. And here's your hosts, Megan and Melissa.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual.
Hello, and welcome to game time.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Megan.
Guess who we have in the booth with us?
Our best interns yet.
Kim.
Dylan.
So great to have you with us on the air. We're so excited.
I'm excited.
I had 2 cups of coffee, so I am also jittery.
Oh, I'm just happy.
You're just happy? They're so cute. Look at their bright and shining faces.
And one of them will die today.
Uh-oh.
So later on
in our game time show, we are going to have them compete against each other. We will kind of debrief the rules on the air for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, and for our interns who, have you listened to the show before? Nope.
I may not.
That's okay.
Have.
You can say no.
No.
Okay, cool. You will be listening to
homework
all of them.
Is to listen to the podcasts of our last 3 episodes,
which you can find on our
Facebook page.
On our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/gametimeonuclaradio. It's there.
It's fun.
You can subscribe in iTunes, so it's automatic.
Yeah, that's what I did. Listen to it today. I actually laughed at our own jokes, so that I'd already heard.
Even after, like, making those jokes.
I laughed at my own jokes because I had forgotten the jokes that I made 6 days ago.
Whoa. Game is still playing. It's okay.
We got this. Okay, so we're going to do a little segment now called Get to Know Us.
Time to get to know us.
Get it? It's because we're clowns. We're so funny.
Oh, I did not get that the last time we played that tune. I just thought you liked that one music website that you use.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we start with name, major, kind of year, whatever. The standard introduction.
That sounds good. So I will start, I suppose. My name is Kim. My last name is Naderfane Peterson, which is longer than most last names. I am a 4th year. I'm a psychology major. Not surprisingly, I go to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know where I'm from?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So where I'm from is a little bit of a complicated story, and I will keep it brief.
No, don't.
Don't?
Oh, just tell us.
Okay. So originally from Amsterdam, lived there for 10 years. Lived in a smaller town in Illinois for 7 years. Lived in Santa Barbara for like 3 months. And then came to LA for school.
I kind of knew the brief outline of that from stalking you on Facebook.
So. I didn't know any of that. So that was amazing.
You're welcome.
All right, Dylan, tell us your amazing.
All right. So I'm going to have just as amazing of a story. I'm just kidding. I'm not. Hi, my name is Dylan. I'm a second year communication studies major, and I'm from South Orange County. So, you know, all those TV shows that took place, all those reality shows, I was in all of them.
You were in them?
No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't.
But
I live in those areas, though. So
we should get a petition.
Yeah.
Get Dylan on a reality show. Well, this is kind of. That's not a reality show.
It's reality.
This is real.
It is reality.
And
there
it's
we
a
go.
Show.
It's reality. Reality, period.
All right. So you guys, I assume, are huge music fans. Is that why you joined radio?
Yes.
You rate for music?
I like music. My specific interest, in addition to music, because I do like music, like most people, is podcasts. I really like podcasts.
What podcasts?
What? You both just got so excited.
We are members of a podcast club.
Anonymous group.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you post? Are you posters? Is that what you are?
Wait, tell us what your favorite podcasts are.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to nerd out for a second. My favorite, which is like the all-time number one of all podcasts, is This American Life.
Of course.
I just listened to the one today.
I haven't. I've been too busy, but I've just like been like jumping on my seat all day trying to listen to it. And then WNYC Radiolab.
Radiolab's my number one.
Super good.
Yeah.
Super good, although it's been transitioning recently.
Yeah.
And then also The Moth.
Yeah, I subscribe to that one.
Very exciting. What else? Planet Money Ain't Bad. Freakonomics is pretty
interesting. Yeah, I have a Freakonomics one.
Yep. And I could go on, but I don't want to nerd out too bad.
No, that's good. We are avid listeners of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, yes.
So we actually do have news segments. We thought we'd like, we know you guys were born into the world today, so we decided, as interns, like, we decided we shouldn't do a news segment. That would be a little mean.
Yeah, because you were born yesterday.
Yeah.
Not a lot of news happened since
then. We were born yesterday.
Though there were some, did you listen to the Wait, Wait episode yet?
I did.
It was hilarious.
It's always hilarious.
Apparently, a man, was it two men? Got deported. They were from the United Arab Emirates. Three men for being too handsome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy?
Were they like stealing American women? Is that
what they were stealing. Like,
they were scared of that.
They didn't want, they got deported because officials were scared that they were so good looking that they would make good moral Muslim woman like lose
sanity
and just like become immoral. That was actually the reason.
How handsome were they?
I didn't see pictures.
I saw a picture. They were pretty attractive, not gonna lie.
Mm.
Yeah.
So attractive that you would just throw off your head covering and just run through the streets wild.
Immediately
and lustful.
Close off as soon as you see them.
Man.
Pants off, dance off.
That was our other show. But yeah. You should like that page too. We might make a comeback.
Pants off,
eventually. I also saw another news headline that was that people in jail are now beginning to Yelp.
I saw that one. Oh yeah,
I sent it to you. They're starting to Yelp different prisons. Like, I really liked this one.
Except they're all like, don't talk to the COs. They're mean. My dad is a CO, so that's awkward. Yeah. Shout out to Dad.
Recommended prisons. This one gets 4.5 stars.
Yeah. The pudding cups, not so good. Mm. Actually, one of them said, the chocolate milk here is chalky. That was an actual review. And I was like, I should not go there.
And then there's like a really suspicious one that says, don't ever eat the fish.
All right. So I hate the question, what type of music do you listen to? Because it's always a broad range. But what are your favorite like songs of 2013 so far?
All right, well, I guess I'll go first on this one. So one of my favorite songs of 2013 is definitely Sacrilege by the IAS. Oh, my God.
It's so good. We both saw that live.
Me
Were
too.
You at Coachella?
I was at Coachella.
Which weekend?
Weekend one.
Mm.
Yeah, it was like literally the craziest.
Did you also go,
ever.
Kim?
I did also go.
Oh, my gosh.
Which weekend?
We have so much in common. Weekend one.
Oh.
We have so much in common.
I went weekend so dose.
Weekend dose. No, I love Karen O.
Mm-hmm.
I love her hair, too, by the way. I
love
like
her
the blonde.
Everything.
And her performance was just ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I did not go to Coachella, but I saw her at the Pomona Glass House.
Oh, nice.
Which was awesome. Yeah. So many bruises from that, but.
Really, though.
One of the best concerts I've been to.
She was cray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was one of my questions. What are your favorite 2013?
So I'm going to have to do a Coachella-inspired number as well.
Woo!
Jake Bug.
Ooh, I've heard, yeah.
So I was not very... I didn't know him. I had no idea who he was. And then we were running around Coachella, and then suddenly it was like this music that was just like, oh, God. And so I had to like go over there. But I don't know. I've loved country for years now, like the bluegrassy, folky kind of country.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is right up my alley. Somebody described him recently as like a dirty Bob Dylan.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. So yeah, so I've been digging that.
That is an entrancing review.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him at Coachella.
But now you want to listen to him, don't you?
I really do now. I'm so interested.
I feel like I've heard a track or two.
Oh, well, I could show you one. I have.
What's your favorite one?
I'm not good at remembering names. Two fingers is what it is called.
Cool.
And the chorus is the catchiest chorus I have listened to in a very long time.
We will listen to it
right here on Spotify.
Yeah, we pulled it up on Spotify, so we will be playing it for you.
Yes.
Nice. Awesome. So, other than Coachella, favorite shows you've been to?
Oh, are you asking them?
I'm asking them. Yeah.
Other than Coachella, I went to a Mumford & Sons show pretty recently, and it was magical and inspiring, and I was maybe brought to tears at one point.
Everyone I know went to that show.
I know, except for you.
Except
everyone
for
and their moms.
Yeah, everyone and their moms.
Except for all of us in this thing, except for me.
Mm. No, my roommate works for the UCLA baseball team, and all of them went.
That's not even fair. Baseball players don't.
I know.
No.
I know, apparently. And then, like, lorded it over her for, like, 2 weeks. And then our third roommate went. So, we hate everyone.
Your time will come.
Nice.
I went to Coachella, so it's okay.
That's great.
It's a number of shows. A number of shows in 3 days.
Yeah. I don't know if I could handle Coachella. I just would be very tired. I went to FYF, and that was already exhausting.
Have you never been?
No, I've never been.
Oh,
I will eventually. Like, I'll go once.
It is tiring. Tiring is an appropriate word.
Yeah. I think you have to go with the right people,
tiring
too.
Tiring and inspiring.
You do.
Tiring and inspiring.
That's a good one.
Yeah. She's away with words.
Yeah.
You should just switch majors.
Yeah. You're English.
Yeah, but I was psych for a while.
Okay, no, I wouldn't be able to be English. I'm good at saying words. Sometimes I'm not that good at writing words. A different skill.
It's communication studies. It's a lot of speaking.
I'm the only South Campus representative in the booth right now.
Excuse me, I'm a psychologist.
I guess.
It's straddled.
I'm between. Nobody knows.
Yeah, no. I always would say it like straddles.
I would just say like the, yeah. I would say the actual, like, not actual, but, like, this engineering people would be like, oh, my God, psychology, you're not South Campus compared to what we do. I'm environmental science. So I'm kind of on the border, too.
Okay. Yeah. You're, like, a sociable South Campus.
Yeah. We, like, more, like, socially apt. The opposite of inept.
Apt?
Apt?
Apt.
I don't know.
I believe it's apt. Apt.
Also, we eat out of trash cans sometimes.
But not meat.
But not meat. That's all right. Gross. All right. We're going to take a quick music break. When we come back, you two will be answering questions. So get ready.
Not about yourselves.
Dun, dun, dun,
okay.
Dun.
I don't know what to think of that.
But well, you'll see. It'll be fun.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. You're tuned in to Game Time on YeSayRadio.com. I'm Melissa.
Megan.
Kim.
Dylan.
Awesome. And I'm going to play that Jake Bug song for you.
Yes.
This is Two Fingers on YeSayRadio.com.
I like it.
Hello and welcome back to Game Time. I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa, and these are our interns.
Kim.
Dylan.
Very nice. Those are game show names. So we're going to start the competing now, the actual questions. This is a little game that we like to call...
This or that or both.
All right, so the idea is we're going to ask you a question, and you have to decide if it is this or that or both. So what we do is we choose two different categories. This week on our show, you will have to guess if it is a kid, if it is drunk, or if it is both.
So, drunk, yeah, we're basically going to read you like a different experience or action that somebody has had, and you have to guess whether they did it when they were a kid, did it when they were a drunk adult, or both. Either a drunk kid or they did it both as a kid and both as a drunk adult.
I get it.
Yeah, okay. So for those of you who are just tuning into our show, what we do is we have three games, and they're going to be competing. You have to win two games in order to win the entire thing. Got a little sneezy?
Yeah.
Are you that excited that you're crying?
I just like laughed at your like typo.
All right, so don't forget that both is an option. We have failed everyone has always failed on the both option. But of course, we've only asked one both option before. So,
don't yeah. Give it away. Anyway,
so we're going to ask Kim a question and then we're going to ask Dylan a question. Then we're going to go back to Kim and you either have to get it right or wrong. There's no rebounds.
Okay.
Well, are you ready?
I've been practicing for months, so I hope I do okay.
Do you want to start us off, Kim?
Sure.
All right.
Do you want to do Kim's and I'll ask?
Okay, cool. Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. Ate a whole block of cheddar cheese, got sick on my sister, went to sleep next to the back door.
Kid.
Kid, that is correct. Oh, my. Yes.
All right.
Oh, the dingy noise didn't work,
ding,
but
ding, 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 ding.
All right. Awesome. So Kim has won.
This pen doesn't work.
That's okay.
No dings, no pens.
All right, your turn. Ask.
Puked on the dog, cried, and then tried to clean it off with my shoes.
Drunk.
That is correct. All right. Ran into a sliding glass door.
Ooh.
This is a tricky one.
Drunk.
That is incorrect. It was both.
Oh, no.
Person did it when they were drunk and also when they were a kid. It was a trick question.
Was it a drunken kid, or was it like this happened both?
Both, two times on separate occasions.
Okay, yeah. It's an important distinction.
Yeah.
There are some when they are actually a kid and drunk.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Wow.
It happens.
It does happen.
Okay, so Dylan, I was at a party, was at the top of some stairs, tried to do a backflip, and cracked my head open.
Kid. Okay.
Kid.
All right, Kim. I was playing with a lighter and accidentally burned all the hairs in my right nostril.
Drunk.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, that is? Sorry. He was drunk.
All of my practice doesn't even pay
can
off.
Can we? No, wait. No, it was Kid.
It was Kid?
She said drunk. You said drunk.
Yeah, she said drunk. Yeah, it was Kid.
It was
Kid. But way older than I'd like to admit. Okay, Dylan. I was watching the first Pokemon movie on VHS and proceeded to name every Pokemon in the movie. Drunk or Kid?
I'm going to go with Drunk.
That is correct.
What?
It's kind of the opposite of what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to...
I could see myself doing that, so that's why I said that.
Mm. Okay.
Do you want to skip one?
I want to flip 8 and 9.
Okay.
But I'll read number 7. All right. Kim. Mm-hmm. Pissed behind my bed because I was too tired to go to the bathroom.
Drunk.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my God. I'm doing worse than Chance now.
All right.
Too much in the human race. I don't know.
Fair. Yeah, you have... Yeah.
I'm an idealist. What can I say?
I was a kid. Okay. Okay, so Dylan.
Yes.
Passed out in the middle of the grocery store.
Both.
That is correct.
You did.
You got it. And in this case, the mom accidentally poured alcohol into his sippy cup.
Oh, okay. There we
so
go.
It was both Kid and drunk.
Very, very responsible.
You know, like when the mom's like, "Oh, I'm just gonna pour some apple juice,"
mm-hmm.
and it's not apple juice.
Just to, like, kid, it's adult. Calm
it's
down.
It's daddy's apple juice.
There we go.
All right.
Are you keeping score or am I keeping?
I don't happening? Know. You're keeping score, right?
Yeah, I'm keeping his score.
Oh shh.
I have
you have one. Yeah, you have one. That's what I have. Okay, I'll keep your score from now on. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Kim. Tried to break open the television with a hammer because I wanted to be in the TV show.
Kid.
That is correct.
Yes! Woo! Yes! Yes!
Kim has 2.
Oh, man. Dylan, watch out.
Dylan has 4. Okay. Was fighting over $10 that my friend owed me, ended up in a mud drinking contest.
Kid.
Ah. I'm not rooting for you, Dylan. We're not on the same
this
team.
Is, okay, this one's my favorite one. Are you ready, Kim?
This is my favorite one.
All right.
I might get salty after this. Okay.
I slapped my grandmother's butt and said, "Nice butt, Grandma."
I'm really tempted to say both, but I'm going to say Kid.
That is correct.
Yes! Nice butt, Grandma.
Okay. I could totally see a 3-year-old just doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah. Okay, fell off a roof, landed on a driveway, shattered my heel, and broke a bone in my back.
Oh, my God.
Kid. Ah, my streak
drunk.
Has ended.
It was drunk.
Dylan, you suck.
Okay, Kim. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Refused to be carried downstairs to go to bed, started crying, and then crawled down the stairs on my own.
I feel like this is a trick one. Ooh, nobody's giving it away. Oh, man.
Three, two,
one.
Kid.
That is, I forgot. Is that?
It's that one.
It's this one?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's we okay. Have 1, 2, 3, 4 more questions.
Okay, Dylan. Okay.
What's the score?
It is Kim 3.
Dylan 5.
Okay.
Okay, Dylan.
It's getting real.
Ate tons of pizza before bed at a friend's house. Threw up on my sleeping bag in the middle of night, rolled over, and went back to sleep.
Kid. All right.
Can we flip?
Again, I'm pretty sure I've done that as a little kid.
Yeah. All right. I pushed my friend down the stairs, breaking his arm, before laughing in his face and throwing a shoe at him.
I want to say both. I'm going to say Kid. Yes.
There we go.
Watch out, world.
Okay, Dylan.
Yes.
I was racing my friend down a back alley, skidded on the gravel, opened up my knee, walked across town to the hospital, and got 15 stitches.
Drunk.
That is...
Ah!
It's a both.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
What?
booth.
Wait, drunk kid or drunk and kid?
I think. He was drunk and also like a kid. Like he was drinking and he was not drunk supposed kid. To.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
Like, I would be surprised.
Don't
like
do
an,
that.
It was like an older brother who like they were alone at home and he was like, come on, try
and
it.
And then
out.
Let him drink and then let him walk across town to the hospital.
There we go. Kids got dedication.
Okay, so we are at Kim 4 and
Dylan 6.
Are you kidding me? Just answer this one.
Okay. I'm going to.
Was jumping on the couch and I fell off and hit my face on the coffee table, breaking off the corner. Had a new dimple in my cheek for 3 months.
Drunk.
Yes. So it was close.
So close.
But Dylan is our winner. I'm really glad we added that sound effect.
Yeah, we have the most sound effects and lighters of any show. I can safely say, but it's fun.
I know. Who is it? Zach came in it last week, and he was like, I'm totally using all of those.
I'm positive he did not, because in what context would he need our liners?
I don't know. And just like
just
a
throw
moment.
Them in whenever he can. At any
He's like, here on cranberry chutney.
This or, that or.
Both.
Anyway.
All right, so we are at total game score is Dylan 1, Kim 0. But don't worry, Kim, you have 2 more chances.
I sure hope so.
Our next segment will be an interesting one. It's a new one here.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even think it has a liner yet. That's how new.
That's how new it is. All right, you're tuned into Game Time on UCLAradio.com. We felt sad that we listened to Kim's request and not Dylan's. So we're going to play
Ooh.
Dylan's song now, which
Ooh,
was
Sacrilege by the Yeah Yeahs.
Yep. You heard it on UCLAradio.com. Yes.
Oh, that was a good dance.
I wish you could see our killer dance moves right now.
Yeah. We were all clapping to that gospel choir.
Yeah, like a radio cam in here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You are tuned into Game Time on UCLAradio.com with your hosts, me, Melissa.
Me, Megan.
Kim.
And Dylan.
Awesome. Kim and Dylan are our interns. This is their first time on the air ever.
It's too bad that your name isn't Matt. That would be cool.
What?
That would be amazing.
We had Matt and Kim.
Well, this is their first time on the air, and I have to say, they're doing quite a fantastic job.
It's true.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So right now we are at score Dylan 1, Kim 0 for this or that or both. And now we're going to play a new game on our show.
It's going to be fun.
Do you want to explain it or do you want me to explain it?
I'll explain, I suppose. Even though credit for this game goes to Melissa. So, I don't know why Melissa was scouring Amazon one-star reviews, but some one-star reviews for some classical books on Amazon are rather hilarious. So what she's done is found some of the more hilarious ones and taken out any obviously identifying information. So basically what you're going to do is we're going to read the one-star reviews, and you're going to have to buzz in and guess what book it is talking about.
Okay. Do you get it?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
So
what's our?
We're not going to get any hints as to like a multiple choice question.
Mm-hmm. No, like, you just have to know.
All right.
And I would like to say, they have buzzer noises. Kim, your buzzer noise is
caca.
And Dylan, Dylan's went with the meow. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you will have to wait until to ring in until after we've read the entire passage because they're. Quite
yeah, we want to read all of it. Do you want to start? Would you like me to start?
Why don't you start and say it with a proper tone of voice. Paper issues.
Malfunction.
All right, are you ready? First question.
I hated this book. It is like a Victorian Keeping Up with the Kardashians. How superficial can you get? I realized that in that era, the only hope for a woman was to marry well. Why promote that idea as a romantic one in our present lives is just... stupid. I see nothing romantic in the book whatsoever. The snobbery is almost unbearable. This is one of those situations where you read it hoping it will get better, but it never did. What a waste of my time.
Passage is over. Anyone want to ring in?
Meow.
All right, Dylan, what are you going to guess?
Is it Pride and Prejudice?
You got Woo-hoo! That right. I love the part about a
Victorian keeping up with the
Kardashians.
Can I make a side note?
Yes.
I knew it was that, but I couldn't think of it. And in high school, I saw a movie called Pride and Prejudice.
Whoa.
Have you ever seen it?
It's I've heard of it, maybe.
Magical, but I couldn't think of the name.
Shame. Okay. Good thing neither of you are English majors, else this would be too easy.
I'm in a Jane Austen class. So.
I'm an English minor, so I'm not quite at that level yet. But
I've got an expert next to me, but it's fine.
All right, I'm going to skip the second one, save it for last, because I heard that one was hard.
Okay.
And we're going to go for the next one. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Question two.
Yes.
Am I the only teenager in the world who found the main character whiny, creepy, and not particularly someone to identify with? Are you watching them?
Yeah, I am.
It's supposed to be like a book in which all teenagers can see themselves or whatever, but I don't know who came up with that idea. He's a 16-year-old with the lifestyle of a 26-year-old, thinking and behaving like an immature 12-year-old. Yeah, he makes the occasional intelligent comment, but the book doesn't even have a plot, okay? What I see is a kid who has troubles relating to people and avoids reality. He's obsessed with sex and drinking and various types of girls. He needs to find someone who he can, you know, talk to.
Kaka.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is the title. I know the book. Is it The Bell Jar?
That is not right. Dylan for the steal.
Is it Perks of Being a Wallflower?
It's close. It's close.
It is close. What's it called?
But that is not. Oh, I played the right answer. I meant to play the wrong answer.
Okay, I have never read this book, so I don't.
We will throw it out there. We're trying to give you some hints.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and give you a hint from what
he wears like a red cap the entire time.
I think I know the book, and then there's like the thing about the girl, and it's like he goes to a prep school. And
it's that
I
book.
I forgot the title.
It's.
Should we just tell them?
I have and neither no of you idea. Get
the
point.
The Catcher in the Rye.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So.
No, don't give this to me.
All right.
I was trying to say I've never read this book. Like, it's kind of a guy book because that's kind of what that's the idea that I've gotten.
Yeah.
All right. So these are, zero. Come on, brush up on your classic literature.
Yeah, sophomore year English, bro.
All right. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. How this is an American classic, I will never know. The book is short and barely has any character development. You don't root for anyone, nor really care about finding out about anyone's backstory. The book does an okay job of portraying that, quote, rich post-World War I 1920s era apathy generation, unquote. But the problem with portraying apathy is that your readers are going to be apathetic. I was very underwhelmed and feel sorry for the countless public school students who had to suffer through this book. The only positive thing that I can say is that it wasn't as boring as Wuthering Heights. Final grade, F.
All right, ringing in.
Kaka, kaka, kaka.
Okay.
The Great Gatsby.
That is correct. Go. So we are at Kim 1, Dylan 1. Ready for the next one?
It's getting intense.
This one's a short one, so get ready. This is another deemed classic book that should have never made it as far as it is today. It reminds me of most classics. I don't see why this book is called racist. It was written long before the civil rights movement, but I do see why many people think this book sucks. The basic scheme of the book is the main character runs away with the slave, and they pretty much do nothing exciting the entire book with a dumb ending. Oh my god,
the weird thing is I've read all of these.
No.
Is it Uncle Tom's Cabin?
No.
No, it's Tom Sawyer?
No.
It's like that. It's
the
like
other
that.
One.
I know.
Oh,
I,
oh my gosh.
My brain doesn't work.
There's
like
a second
that. I can't
one.
Remember things. It's not a
to
thing.
To Tom
that I
can Sawyer.
Do.
What
I
is
know.
It?
You know what? You already guessed.
I know.
It was The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, junior year of English, man.
Yeah, feel like everyone. How long has it been since
Miss Kim?
Come on. I did this on a test crowd and they all got these right, so I don't know.
Where are you, Felix? We should know these things.
So, wait, are they one and one right now?
They're one and one, and we have one left.
Right.
Are you ready? Oh, this one's a tough one, too, so pay attention.
All right.
There's a hint at the end if you need it.
I was disgusted to see how many kids and even adults adore this book. It's among the worst I've ever read. Though poorly written, the main problem is the poor morality. The main character hates all of his enemies, for one thing. What kind of a message is that sending out? Then there's the lying thing. He saves the world by telling lies. Although it may not be such a bad thing to tell a lie to save the world. Hello, this is fiction. One last note to all those people who say it's no different than Lord of the Rings or the Narnia books. This is totally different, in all caps. I'm thinking they need the hint.
It's a kid book that adults love.
The main character hates all of his enemies.
Maybe I've never read it.
And it is compared to Lord of the Rings and the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh.
Harry Potter?
That is correct.
Okay, there we go.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah!
You won.
So
you won.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dylan.
That much more of a gracious. We are now tied. Kim won. Dylan won.
It's getting intense.
Can I play the...
Yeah. Play it.
I don't have the suspenseful music yet for the tiebreakers.
We could sing it if you
aww.
Want.
Aww.
I could just play both of them. And then, like, the in-between of those two sound effects is what we were going for.
There
yeah.
I can hear it now.
This is pretty much a tied game now.
Tied game.
Which is fairly exciting.
Next segment, we will be having you... We will be testing your music knowledge.
Oh.
Well, sort of. More of like your ability to recognize mangled music.
Mangled music. You shall see. You heard it on Game Time. UCLARadio.com.
All right.
Mondays from 4 to 5, like our Facebook page and download our podcasts.
They're really good podcasts. Welcome back to Game Time. This is an exciting Game Time, you guys. Well, you already know. Because new listeners... we have been trivializing, sort of. We've been questioning our interns, and now they are tied to win our grand prize. Well, one of you will get us a consolation prize, so.
Yeah, it's okay. We have a consolation prize, but the winner will get to choose the playlist for next week, which is exciting. Your first time on air, and you will be introducing your songs and letting us know a little
so
bit
exciting.
About them.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't worry, loser. You will also have the chance to do the same.
Loser. Well, then it doesn't matter.
But it'll be later. You'll
why
have to wait.
Why are we here? Why are we here,
okay,
Kim?
Fine. Yeah, leading it by.
And when before you do so, we will make sure to bring up the fact that you were the loser.
Okay.
All right. So we had Dylan win a point for this or that or both. Then we had he knows what's going on. And Kim win a point for. What was it called?
One star.
Everyone's a critic.
Right.
Yeah, one star Amazon.
Everyone's a critic. Oh, that was funny.
So our interns have joined radio because they're like, cool, we like cool music. We go to Coachella and we're like in the know about cool music. So we are going to test you about your music knowledge. Twist, you can't know cool music for this. It's only top 40 music. From now time. It's hard, right? It's from now time. Or, like, back until the 80s, 70s. So it could be anything.
It's just well-known music.
It's going to be well-known music.
However, we're going to be doing our renditions.
It's supposed to be, like, you know, every time. Okay, so this is my liner. But it's every time someone says this.
You know that one song? I can't remember the name of it, but it goes like this.
Have you that experience before?
All the time.
Every single morning.
And then someone hums
and then
or, like,
someone
half-sings
it
at
and
you.
You just kind of don't know.
My life is perfectly summed up in that statement.
I'm also totally tone-deaf, so whenever I try to hum it, nobody actually
Well, we're going
to
hum it.
Okay, so for this time, I want you to choose different buzzer noises. I forgot to tell you that. Really fast.
Oh,
Dylan, what's your buzzer noise? Okay, and Kim? Okay, I can deal with that.
I can dig it.
And you have to, as soon as you know the answer, you're going to ring in.
Yeah, interrupt us this time.
Interrupt us, because you don't want to hear
being,
us.
You're being rude. I like it.
Do it.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's start us off, Megan.
I'm worried about this. Okay. Na 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 na.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. That was like dinging because you rang in, yeah.
Rolling in the Deep.
That is
correct. Oh, my God. That was amazing. Okay, wait, can you do that again? Can you do that again?
That last part, like,
you're so bright red,
mangled ear.
I can't really breathe still, but it's coming out nice. Anyway,
okay, I'm also gonna use a funny noise. Are you ready? This isn't. I think it's in the top current. It's in the current top 40. I'll give you that. I can't do this.
Is this
I know the artist, but not the title of the song.
Oh, we'll give you the artist.
All right.
Yes.
Muse?
That is correct. All
right.
It was Madness.
All I listened to was Bob Dylan.
So we were at Dylan, too.
I knew this was going to happen, and I was going to forget the actual tune because I've been listening to too much music. I can't remember the tune to this song.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Can't remember it.
I'm going to start from, like, the bridge.
All
right.
No. I can't say that.
Title of the song. Title of the song. All right, so I guess we're just gonna say that was Radioactive.
Oh.
All right, why don't you sing the next one and then I'll
okay.
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, this is a top 40 hit from the 90s.
Wait, are you doing it?
I will. You do that. You do. I need a break.
My childhood.
Do this one.
Okay.
That sounds like a ghost. That doesn't even sound like this song.
I'm trying to, because it's kind of like, okay.
A one-hit wonder from the 90s.
Oh, is that Eiffel 65?
Yes. Yes.
Eiffel 65?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to not make it too obvious because it kind of already sounds that way.
All right, we're going to make things a little harder
for
you. I brought this little thing.
Oh, Lord.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
I have in
fairy tales of old.
This is a pan flute, for those of you who can't see us. I'm going to play a song on the pan flute, and I'm not very good, so. Are you ready? This is probably top 40 from a year or two ago, so it's recent. And it started as an indie song.
Oh.
Oops. Start over. Yes. Who's going to answer it?
Oh. Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, I'm so happy.
Shoot.
Dylan, you're at 3 and...
Dylan!
I'm sorry. I'm actually not a hipster. I listen to Top 40. I confess.
Has Kim gotten any?
Kim hasn't gotten
any.
I've gotten one! She's gotten one!
Yeah, she did. She got the one.
Oh, okay, I forgot. Already.
She got the 90s one, which is much more respectable.
All right, everybody, I might be a little bit too confused.
Right, what am I doing now?
Do you want... I'll go. I'll do number 6.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Toxic.
That is correct.
That is my theme song.
Oh, darn.
That was an easy one. Okay, Megan, let's go. Okay. Lightning round.
Me. This is my skill, singing songs really badly.
Yes.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it is. Correct.
What's the name of the song?
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to sing this one in meows.
There we go.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 the title of the song. Oh, it's... Oh, gosh. Yes.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That is correct. Come on. You just got to jump in there.
I'm dying, man. I don't know any of these.
It's just hard because we can't sing.
I know.
We're not trained.
I'm actually doing it really impressive.
I did enjoy your meow cover, though.
I'm pretty bad at doing these kind of things, but I'm making it worse. I would just like to make that as a disclaimer. I'm not quite as bad as I'm making myself out to be.
All right, your turn.
Do 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 do.
No? Sing maybe you should sing.
Yeah, I should do it better.
The well-known part of that song.
I just did. What? Oh, whoops! Am I doing the wrong song?
No, you're doing
net 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 net.
Oh, da 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 da. Maybe so.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
Remember, baby, what is it?
Call me maybe. I'll give that one to you.
I would also like to say that I am a loser with pop culture. I can't do anything.
Ooh. Well,
but
you'll learn that one though. You'll learn a lot on our show then.
The catchiest song in all of history.
This is one of my favorite songs. I don't know if it's a top 40.
It's pretty good.
Is this brownie points with you?
Okay, ready?
Oh, actually, literally.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Blah 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 blah. Blah blah. Oh, I think Kim got that first.
Kim got it first.
Is that I Believe in Mary?
That is correct. It's actually called You Sexy Thing.
Oh yeah, because it's You Sexy Thing.
You Sexy Thing.
See, and it's I would say it was actually literally brownie points because the artist's name is Hot Chocolate. It's like hot chocolate. Okay. Na na na. Na 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 na.
What song are you singing?
It's the beginning of the song. Na 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 na.
Sing the well-known part.
Na 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 na. Okay, I'll start over with the chorus. It's slightly better. Na 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 na. The name of the song.
Okay, I think we're gonna have to. Yeah.
Is it? I know it's like Inside Out.
No.
Something. Oh darn.
Sorry. That was the Dog Days Are Over.
Oh.
I was only thinking some rap song from the 90s.
Okay, I actually learned. I learned this next song on my piano flute too.
Ooh.
Are you ready? This is a very heartfelt song.
Oh, Titanic.
Yeah, you got it.
Like, you're so sad.
What's that song called?
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. So we give him that one.
You should finish it. I want to hear it.
How many more should we do?
Okay. These are all so good, though.
Let's
okay.
Fast, let's go.
No, 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 no. Nah, nah.
Let's get down to business.
What's it actually called?
Whatever, right. I give it.
Okay. Mulan and the gang.
Yes, Mulan. All right, and you want to do one more?
Our Dylan home stretch. Yeah, what's the score?
It is currently Dylan 6, Kim 3. You want to go double
for
nothing?
Tiebreaker.
You want to do double or nothing?
Double or nothing.
All right.
Let's
do
it.
Ready?
Let's make it interesting.
Okay, you which one should I do?
The
should
pan flute?
Should I do the pan flute one?
Do a pan flute one.
Oh my gosh.
It's beautiful.
This is a current top 40.
Okay.
Hey, buzz in with your noises loud and clear.
All right.
Ah.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, ah.
Well, give it to Kim.
Some night.
Oh. No, give it to Kim. She didn't make her noise.
Fine. Okay, let's give it to Dylan.
Because I was going to say the wrong answer. I was going to say Mountain Sound. So that was wrong.
That was wrong.
But Dylan.
Some Nights by Fun.
That makes Dylan our winner.
12-3.
We're off to a great start with our relationship as interns,
oh,
making
no,
us compete
making
against
that.
Each other.
All right, we do have prizes for you. So the first prize is that Dylan will be picking our playlist for next week, so he will get to play
whatever
he wants. We also made the spiffy intern badge for you. It says, I won. On Game Time.
Oh my god, that looks so fancy.
It's bedazzled. Can I say something? I'm never gonna bedazzle anything ever in my life again.
Why?
It took forever.
Wow.
But that's okay, we have a consolation prize. Yours says
I lie.
Aww.
It's
okay.
All right, you're tuned into Game Time. Stay tuned for sports on UCLAradio.com. Check out our podcast. It's Game Time on UCLAradio.com.
I had a great time this week.
Podomatic.com.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were going to keep going.
I had an okay time.
You had an okay time?
I had a pretty good time.
We'll have a rematch or something.
Yeah.
We'll make them psych themed.
Oh.
Watch out, Dylan.
This is UCLAradio.com.